This is Dr. Singham dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient's first name is William, last name is Mester, M-E-S-T-E-R. Date of birth is 5-16-1942. Date of evaluation is 6-29-2022. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and to review efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 80 years old married male who was admitted here on 6-17-22 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. His chart indicates history of cervical disc disorder with myelopathy, Parkinson's disease, history of depression, spinal stenosis, GERD, patient reports that he had a fall, he reports that he lost his balance, leading to his hospitalization and subsequently coming here. He acknowledged that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 11 years ago, period. He acknowledged that he does feel sometimes discouraged and frustrated. He complained of staff not attending him on a timely manner, period. He reports that his sleep and appetite is okay. He denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. He had no paranoia or delusional thinking. He had no hypomanic or manic symptoms. He reports that one time he thought he saw, quote, young man running around, unquote. Not sure if he was having visual hallucinations. Next paragraph, he reports that he was born in Michigan, used to work for General Motors as an engineer. He reports that he's been married times two and is married to a second wife for 35 years. He was concerned that his wife has diverticulitis. He reports that he has two sons. One is in Michigan, another one is in Houston. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's wife who reports that the patient was seeing a Parkinson's disease specialist who is a nutritionist and integrative medicine specialist in Seattle, Washington, via video consults. She stated that her name is Lori Mischley, M-I-S-C-H-L-E-Y, and reports that her talks are on YouTube. According to patient's wife, patient was started on multiple supplements, including lithium aspartate, uh, 20 milligram capsule daily. She reported that Dr. Mischley believed that patients with Parkinson's disease have low level of lithium. Patient's wife also reported that he has been taking Zoloft for some time, but they are tapering the dose and he's currently on 12.5 milligram only three times a week with generally good response. She reports that his anxiety has increased a little bit more since she herself is going through medical problems, including recently had a colostomy. Period. Patient is also being considered for cervical laminectomy. Uh, Next paragraph, a review of systems. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, tremors of upper extremities, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. Patient did not know the name of this facility, and he thought it's July 2022. Fun of knowledge, fair, but he thought Biden is the president and a woman is the governor of Michigan. Memory, he could recall 1 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Sleep and appetite is fair. Next paragraph, mood disorder with depressive features due to known physiological condition, F06.31, plans continue sertraline as prescribed. Number 2, Parkinson's disease, G20, disposition, ongoing follow-up with PCP and neurologists for medical management, continue sertraline as prescribed. Patient is on lithium aspartate supplement prescribed by integrative medicine person, Dr. Michelley, M-I-S-C-H-L-E-Y, period, monitor lithium level. Under supplemental administrative check, under procedure code 99305, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment, above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.